Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The holiday season is upon us. Lights are up, the leaves are falling, and the weather today is just perfect for that warm cup of tea and your favorite fuzzy sweater. Mine looks like a, but it looks like Christmas candy right now. Add to that the sounds of the season. And that gets us to our next guest. Next week, the Sophia Theater is holding a special event with the work of renowned artist Pasquale Esposito. Take a listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. The most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season.
That is the Italian tenor's version of It's the Most Wonderful Time of Year from his album called In the Spirit of Christmas. And next Friday, December 9th, he will perform his holiday favorites along with an original composition at the Sofia, accompanied by the San Jose State Orchestra. Pasquale Esposito joins us ahead of his performance here in Sacramento. Welcome to Insight, Pasquale.
Buongiorno. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I love that.
I love that. I love you. Thank you. This is a great way to close our show. Before we get into next Friday's performance at the Sofia, you were here just back in April. You were on tour for a PBS special, Il Tempo, and now you're about to come back for your Christmas special. What do you like about performing in front of a Sacramento audience? Because it's just been a few months since we've seen you.
Sacramento audience is wants Pasquale more and more. It's like, and makes me incredibly happy. We are selling so well over there, almost sold out, and we're doing fantastic. And I think the Sacramento people are very attached to their roots. So going back to that marvelous Italian-American song, so going back to the season of Christmas where we get together with our family and everything and celebrate with the music, it's very special for them.
Yeah, given that you were born in Naples, Italy, you also immigrated to the United States in the late 1990s. You studied at San Jose State, and now the San Jose State Orchestra is going to be joining you next week. What is it about California, and specifically Northern California, that drew you here, and where you take inspiration?
Well, I was about 14 years old, and I was in Italy, and I was watching a television show called Baywatch. Just kidding. California
never
is a magical.
Never heard of it.
it was a magical place. So I was always in love with this place since I came the first time. I was very young, and at that point it was on University Avenue in Palo Alto that I applied for my green card. And I won the lottery, so I came back to California. I remember coming back to San Francisco without speaking one word in English. I know what you're thinking now. You still don't speak English.
You speak multiple languages.
I arrived to San Francisco on a very foggy day, and it was and since then has been a spectacular journey. And California has been home for me. I mean, I feel here, the people, the connection, the fact that you are surrounded by people so open-minded, with so many cultures, so many style of living, and everybody getting together so well, makes me proud to be an American and proud to be in California.
And you've just had such a successful and wonderful career that brings smiles to so many people's faces. How do you describe your style of music to those who haven't heard you before?
I'll define myself in pop opera artist. Even though I studied opera at San Jose State University, I took the route of a pop opera to appeal to more people, even though I perform with San Francisco Opera. But that will be the best definition. I am now in a production of a new CD that is going to be a little new Pasquale, because I'm experimenting some rock opera style. So I look forward to share that with all of you.
We're going to preview some of the music that you're going to be performing next week. Let's take a listen to O Holy Night.
Soprare te lo cura.
is just wonderful. And you're going to be accompanied by the San Jose State Orchestra, conducted by Maestro Fred Cohen. Talk to us about your connection with the university, especially as an alum.
Yeah, it's very strong. When I was at the university, I always felt that I was getting an amazing training, but I was not getting the real stage performance training that can give you just the stage and the adrenaline of when there is an audience who paid a ticket and is out there and they demanding to see something special. And I feel that was a missing part of the component of my education that I was visioning at San Jose State University, even though it was a wonderful program and I got my degree in vocal performance, and I'm always thankful. So I was thinking how I can give back to my university. So I get in touch with them, with Dr. Cohen, who is going to conduct the university, and he's the musical director. And I was inviting them to perform with me around the country, and to give this young student the opportunity to feel what you feel before the 15 minutes, before the 10 minutes, when there is that call and you need to go and you need to perform. And believe me, I performed with orchestra all around the world, but with this young youth orchestra, and they vary in age, of course, you can feel like there is such a very special connection, a very special vibe that happens that makes the performance so special.
Yeah, I mean, what you're giving these students is something that is invaluable, and it can't be taught in a textbook by having that experience of a live performance. We're going to listen to another song, and this one is one that you have produced. It's an original, and it is called World With My Eyes.
Poi mio figlio mi raggiunge e mi fa vedere cose che non riesco più a vedere. È lui che mi apre gli occhi, mi dice:
So you have a transition from Italian to English. Is that a signature style of yours? What was the inspiration for that? That was amazing.
I do that often, mixing language, so people are very intrigued about the Italian language. It sounds very romantic, and then by the end they want to understand what are you saying. So I felt that the combination is always a winning, and I use that in many TV special and CDs and production. This song came about, unfortunately, I lost my mother about 5 years ago. And you know, when you lose someone such important, it was November 29, actually, a few days ago, I was just thinking about it was the anniversary, the fifth year. And when you lose someone so important, you feel Christmas is not Christmas anymore. Mm-hmm. Until your little children take your hand and make you understand it is Christmas, that someone is about to be born, life goes on, and it's through them that you find the energy to move on and to celebrate life in general. So it's a reborn through the children. And this song, the title is The World With Your Eyes, because you see the Christmas through the eyes of children, and you discover through that you can move on and life goes on, and you need to move on for them. So very important.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, it's a new chapter after someone who is the nucleus and the heart of a family, you know, passes
Absolutely.
On. Pasquale, thank you so much for joining us, and we will welcome you to Sacramento next week.
Look forward to be there at Sophia Theater, a wonderful venue, so cozy, so perfect for celebrating together.
Pasquale Esposito is an Italian tenor, and he will be performing next Friday at the Sophia. We have all of that information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.